Brilliant Audio presents
Vegas Rich by Fern Michaels for Doris and John Forensic, Rick 2. Vegas Rich, Part 1. Sally Coleman, 1923 to 1942. 1. 1923. The old attorney stared out his grimy windows and winced. His secretary had cleaned those windows yesterday. He'd watched her swish her soapy rag over them, then polish them until he could see his reflection. Now, less than 15 hours later, they were dirty and grimy, as though they'd never been cleaned. He looked down at his desk and saw the same grainy granules of desert sand. Irritably, he blew at them, and wasn't surprised when the offending sand refused to move. He told himself he was in the desert. Sand was to be expected. Alvin Waring, attorney at law, worried as he shuffled the two folders, one thick, one thin, from one side of his desk to the other. Waring knew exactly what was in each folder. If he were pressed, he could rattle off the contents without missing a heartbeat. He saw her then, and he thought about waterfalls, summer blue skies, picnics and wildflowers. He wished in that single second of time for his youth. The two folders on his desk made perfect sense now. He stood, his old bones creaking as he walked around the side of his desk, held out his hand, and touched hers, softer than any flower petal. She smiled, her summer blue eyes crinkling at the corners. "Mr. Waring, I'm Sally Coleman. I received your letter several days ago. I would have come yesterday, but I had to sort through some things. I don't have much money, Mr. Waring. I used all my available cash to pay for Cotton's funeral. I do have this," Sally said as she withdrew a small burlap sack from her purse.